أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام. تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. هدى ورحمة للمحسنين. سورة اللقمان is a chapter named after Luqman alayhi salam. We will speak more about Luqman alayhi salam when we arrive at the advice that Luqman alayhi salam had given to his son, which are mentioned in this chapter as well. And that is why this chapter is named after the great pious saint and slave of Allah, Luqman alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commences this chapter, like many other chapters of the Quran, with al-huruf al-muqatta'at, the disjointed letters, alif, lam, mim, the meaning of which is known to Allah alone. Ilka ayat al-kitab al-hakim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, these are the verses of the wise book, hudan wa rahmatan lil muhsinin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the book, which is wise, is also a source of guidance, hudan. The word hudan, notice, is indefinite. Indefinite meaning, it ends with the double fatha, or double zamr. It has a tanween at the end, hudan. So that it covers every form of guidance. It's a broad word. Sometimes we feel that the Quran is only a source of guidance in our spiritual life. We feel only when it comes to our spiritual life and our spirituality, then the Quran is a source of guidance. The hudan is a source of guidance in every aspect of your life. Whether it is your spiritual life and connection with Allah, whether it is your social life, your domestic life, whether it is your interaction with others, when it comes to your business dealings and so on and so forth, when it comes to your relationship with your relatives, in every area of your life, the Quran is a source of guidance. Hudan, a source of guidance, all types of guidance. Wa rahmat, and it is a source of mercy, a source of grace. Mercy lil muhsinin. For who? For the muhsinin, those who do things with excellence. Al muhsinin. Muhsin is a good doer, who does good. But when he does the good, he does it with excellence. He always wants to achieve and acquire the best in every ibadah, in every act of worship that we perform. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the muhsinin, the good doers, or the excellent, and those who perform everything with excellence. Allah describes them as الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. They are those who establish the prayer, that is the salah. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ, and they discharge zakah, they pay zakah, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ, and they are convinced, and they possess certitude with regard to the Akhirah. Now, notice over here, and also in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of our belief in Akhirah, He doesn't use the term iman. So over there Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. When it comes to the ghayb, Allah says they believe in the ghayb, the unseen. Allah uses the word yu'minun, iman, they have iman in the unseen. When it comes to the divine scriptures, yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka, wa ma unzila min qablik. Also when it comes to the divine scriptures, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the term iman. They believe in the divine scriptures. But when it comes to akhirah, Allah did not say wa bil akhirati hum yu'minun. He doesn't use yu'minun. They have iman in akhirah. It says, وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ. Over here also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the muhsinun, the good doers. Allah says, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوْقِنُونَ. Also here Allah uses the word yaqeen for akhirah and not the term iman. Because yaqeen is one level higher than iman. Yaqeen is overwhelming sense of conviction and certitude. Why? When it comes to akhirah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the term yaqeen and not the term iman. Because for akhirah, iman is not sufficient, just to believe. But you need to be overwhelmingly convinced and certain about the reality of Akhirah. And why is that? Because your behavior on earth, how you behave in terms of your relationship with Allah, and your general behavior on earth will be governed by the level of conviction you have in Akhirah. The stronger your conviction in Akhirah, and Akhirah is what? Accountability. When you think of Akhirah, the first thing that comes to your mind is what? The fact that you are going to have to answer for how you behave on earth. So the stronger you have conviction in that, the stronger you feel about that, the better you behave on earth. So when it comes to your behavior on earth, if you want it to be in a way that is pleasing to Allah, then you must ensure that you have yaqeen about akhirah. That I'm going to stand before Allah and answer before Allah. It's like a simple example, which is of course incomparable to what we are speaking about, but just to give us an understanding of yaqeen. One is, you are traveling from one point to another point, and you know that generally there are perhaps traffic officers along the way who are stopping people or who are penalizing people who exceed the speed limit. Right? So there is just a concern at the back of your mind that I could be stopped or I could not be stopped. So you're not really too cautious about how fast you are driving. Right? You just know that at times they do traffic on this road. But that's one level. The other level is where someone perhaps 5 or 10 minutes drove on the same road and they contact you and they tell you at such and such a point there is a traffic officer who is monitoring your speed. Now what will happen? Will you just take a chance? No. Now you will ensure that what? You remain within the speed limit at a certain point. Why? Because there's this overwhelming feeling of conviction and certitude that there's somebody standing at that point who will stop me and will penalize me if I exceed the speed limit. Now that is a bit of understanding of what yaqeen is. So you'll ensure now you are behaving correctly. You are driving within the law. You are not exceeding the boundaries that the law has set for you. Now when it comes to the laws that Allah has placed and the limits that Allah has placed, how will I remain within those limits? What will prevent me from exceeding those limits and going beyond those limits is the level of conviction you have in your meeting with Allah. One is believing Allah is going to take me to task and there will be accountability and there is life after death. That is iman. But more than iman, you need yaqeen. The stronger your yaqeen is and your conviction is regarding that meeting, the better your behavior on earth. You'll find that automatically, because now there's yaqeen about accountability ahead. You know, at that point, there is someone who's going to stop me. وَقِفُوهُمْ إِنَّهُمْ مَسْئُولُونَ Allah said to the angels, stop them. They have to be questioned and they have to be asked. So I know at that point there's someone who's going to stop me and they are going to question me. So that is why my certitude of that is going to allow me to remain within the limits that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set for me. And that's why when it comes to Akhirah, Allah always uses yaqeen and not just iman. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ Allah says about the muqsineen, one of the attributes is that with regard to the Akhirah, they have full conviction and certitude. May Allah grant us understanding.